Kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kuMpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka 73 years of age today, angikaze ngize kuthe kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongweye njalo uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Amange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic, we remain engaged with leaders of other political parties under the Political Parties Dialogue Poland.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePoland kumele abuye azomanyana labanye. Ngowosa Friday kulivikisi lomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sunny Dube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizaziswa kuwona lo umsakazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Amange Ndiweni esikhundleni. Umbiko osanda kwethulwa uveza ukuthi uhulumende sokumele athathele umnumzana Ndiweni yonke impahla kahulumende okugoqela imota lokunye. Umbiko othunyezelwe umgcini sihlalo weMathebelele North Provincial Assembly of Chiefs ngumnumzana ZR Churu usibalukhulu ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngeza velo lamadolobho. Uthi uNdiweni ususwe esikhundleni kulandelwa umthetho welizwe. Induna ezihlala esabelweni seMathebelele North zathatha isinqumo sokuthi umnumzana Ndiweni kathi kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. Kodwa umndeni wakhe uthi nguye owakhethwayo. Umnumzana Ndiweni uyesatshwa ubikwa esesatshwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa ngoba ihlala iveza izenzo zikahulumende ezibikwa zingaqondanga. Isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni umnumzana Bancinyane Ndiweni utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi bakwazi okwenzakala basuse uNhlanhla Amange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
Akulanje engingayitsho khathesi incwadi yakhona singakayiboni ukuthi izizathu ezifakiweyo zithiwani, kubhalweni phela kumele kube lama-reasons why. And ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka 73 years of age today, angikaze ngize kuthe kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa embusweni wezani, kutsho ukuthi into yabaabezele beyibisa belekele phezu kwayo. Kodwa-ke hhayi sizalindela ingadi yakhona ifike ngoba umfana angikamboni khathesi nangobulawayo la. Nxa kuyikuthi sebengihambisile incwadi kutsho ukuthi kusase kuseni ngenye singabona.
Singathi kuyabe kusijoni khonokho njengoba-ke siyakwazi ukuthi umndeni wakoNdiweni kulokhu sithi hhayi uNhlanhla Amange Ndiweni yinduna phela.
Hayi angithi bazafuna ukubona ukuthi bazayibhalela incwadi yabo ngoba kuvele kubuyela ngekhaya. Yithi okumele ngakuthiwa sifake omnye umuntu yithi esimfakayo, nxa sibuyisela yena sibuyisela yena yithi esibenzayo. Ngoba kuvele angiyiboni nje angikuzwisisi ukuthi vele kuzanywayo kathi kuyini, kuvele kuyinto bani khonoko.
Singathi kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi limbisele nxa libona ukuthi baphambanisile abantu bakarhulumente labo.
Kathi vele sizayekelelani nguye umuntu owachiefa kwenguyise lwayo ukuthi siqalise ukudinga omunye silidobha ngaphi.
Ye bakhona bathi
ngokuthi basebesitshela ukuthi umbuso wakuNdiweni sebewuthatha, abasitshela bawuthatha bawusa ngani.
Ye sizwa
lokhuyana ngumdabuko wakwethu ngokuzalwa kwethu, akula kuthathwa kusuke komunye umuntu uyabe ngubani ovela ngasonga.
Ye bona bathi kufuze ukuthi kungena uJoram Ndiweni kumbe bakuthethe ngaphansi kwazi khonoko
bayamazi uJoram Ndiweni bamazela ngaphi yibo abazala laba bantwana ngezinye indlela phela sebesitshela ukuthi umkethu wayephuma ayekwenza kwenzayo labo yikho besazi abantwana bemleyethu ukuthi bazalwa njani so sekumele baphawuleke basitshele konke i-first born up to the last born they don't even know ukuthi uJoram lo bakhuluma ngaye is not even the first born.
Lo ngumnumzana Wilson Vancinyane Ndiweni isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana July Moyo umphathi intambo ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabelo lamadolobho. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla lezanu PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePollard kumele abuye ezomanyana labanye ukuze abonisane ngokunganceda ukuhlenga eleZimbabwe. Umntathelizindaba yeStudio 7 uGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Umhlangano omkhulu owenziwa kanye ngomnyaka webandla leZANU-PF owenzelwa eGoromonzi umongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba ibandla lakhe lizalela izifiso zikaZulu kungakho labumba umanyano wePollard omanyanisa inkokeli yamabandla aphikisayo anqinisa ukhetho luka-2018 kodwa ukhokele ye-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa akekho kulo manyano.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic
kuhlana siyabe sixoxisana labamanye amabandla phansi wePollard. Wonke umuntu kaze kuPollard akufuzanga sibangele umsindo yilabo ababanga umsindo ku-social media. Yekelani benze umsindo ku-Twitter. Thina siyabe sibusa, sibusa, sibusa.
Social media platforms. Let them make the noises. Isuti chingotonga.
Isikhulumeli sabatsha kubandla le-MDC uMnumzana Stephen Chuma uthi njengebandla ngaba uhloniphi umanyano wePollard.
It is very unfortunate that Mr. Mnangagwa wants to use tactics of a bully.
Msizi ukuba uMnumzana Mnangagwa ufuna singene kuPollard. Thina siyazi ukuba sanqoba kukhetho ngomnyaka ka-2018. Nxa kulokukhona kufuze uMnumzana Mnangagwa abize umuntu ozimeleyo ancedise ukuba sikhumisane umlotha njengabantu abalinganayo.
Anything, Mr. Mnangagwa should wait for a neutral convener to call for a dialogue.
Ingcishi ecubulele zombusazo uMnumzana Tafaza Chikandiwa uthi uMnangagwa umele ancenge uChamisa ngoba labasekela abaningi njalo kusobala ukuthi inkulumo laye ingasiza ukuze ilizwe liphume kunhlupho elibhekane lazo.
Akumelanga aqale ethi nxa ibandla elingekhoyo kuPollard lingayekela ukujoyina liyakusa liku-tweet. Okwe-Twitter kungene ndawo nxa sesifukukhangela ukuthuthuka kwelizwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthuthuka kwelizwe lokhu kwabuPollard lokhu siza kubona nxa ilizwe liqale lathuthuka ngoba umuntu yena vele akafoswa ukuthi ejoyine iPollard. Akumelanga bembambe ngamandla kodwa kumele bekhuluma laye kuhle bemncenye ukwenzela ukuthi laye ekwanise ukujoyina ekhululekile ngoba bengayenza okumfusa uyayala ukujoyina and engayala ukujoyina yikho lapho abathi khona uzavusa kuTwitter but asibonanga zathi kule ngqondo kunalokhu.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Marshall Dube isakamuzi seHarare othi iZANU-PF sekumele ivume ukuba umanyano wePollard kawulancedo uma ibandla le-MDC Alliance lingancisiwanga.
Kufunakala i-dialogue kodwa i-dialogue should be between uChamisa loMnangagwa. Abanye laba kuPollard laba abala mavoti eneleyo ukuthi bekhulume into ezingayakha ibizwe. I-dialogue kumele ibe between uMnangagwa loChamisa abantu abathola amavoti ayeneleyo amaningi ukuthi kube lama-political lama-economic reforms ukuthi ilizwe libe le-national discourse ebambanisa wonke umuntu. Kodwa i-dialogue leyi ayimelanga ibe lokuthi uMnangagwa yena ufuna uChamisa abuye ngama-terms akhe laye uChamisa ethi uMnangagwa abuye ngama-terms akhe. Yikho kufunakala umuntu ongabahlanganisa bexoxe ukuthi ilizwe leli libambane siqhubeleke phambili nge-development yelizwe.
UMnangagwa ophinde wasola ukutshengisela okwenzakala elizweni esithi lokhu kubisela ilizwe emuva ngoba izithembiso zebandla leli zizavezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu kawabekezele. Uveze njalo ukuba imali yakuleli izaqhubeka isebenza kungelani lokuthi isiyehluleke ukuqeda indubo zokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye nokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo. Imele Institute 7 ngise Harare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakatho lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu lokwakuyisiwale. Thina sinedamu elisephezu.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abezokholo labantu makhaza namhla bebethe gwaqa idolobheni leHarare phansi komanyano othiwa National Convergence Platform behlaziya umomo oselizweni. Lumanyano uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto, uMnumzana Briggs Bomba, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi banxuse inkokheli yamabandla ezombusazwe ebalisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa loMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, kodwa abazange babuye. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano, uMnumzana Michael Ndiweni, ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ama-citizens athe wona afuna ukuthi kukhulunyiswa ngezinye inhlanganiso ebezinakana ukuthi abantu kumele bahlangane ndawonye bakhulume bebona ukuthi izwe lingalungiswa njani. So namhlanje sihlangene-ke i-platform eyethu lapho engikho-convena khona i-Citizen Manifesto, Citizen Convention ebesilayo ngo-September. Saba lesinqumo sokuthi kasiye khulumisana nabanye abanjengabozo of the Council of Churches lezinye inhlanganiso sihlangane leningi sibonisane ukuthi singenzani siya phambili. So namhlanje kade kuyikulauncha ngesikhiwa, it was a launch besisungula inkundla yokuthi sihlangane leningi sikhulumisane njengenhlanganiso ezimele abantu njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ethu ibivela kusinqumo esithethe ku-National Citizen Convention alayisile manifesto.
Inhlanganiso kade zikhona ngeziphi, zivela kunhlangothi ezinjani?
Ye, bekule nhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo lomuntu esithi civil society, ama-social movements ezimelele nje uZulu, ezinjengoZulu, ezamasonto, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi bekulezi the Council of Churches, lamanye ama-denominations angaphansi kwebumbano le-ZCC, nenhlanganiso so ezifana nabo ezimele abantu abaphila abagogekileyo onasco lezinye labameli bamahofisi akwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe yasika ama-diplomatic missions kade kulama-embassies kade khona lawo ezoxhasa.
Yona injongo vele ingeyani?
Injongo yokuthi akube lempumela ezakhipha ukudekeka okukhona ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Kumele kube nokukhulumisana okuzalungisa izinto eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu baseZimbabwe, eziningi kakhulu. Ngaso indaba yokunikana izikhundla kuphela, indaba eziningi ngingabala ngibele emva ngenxa yokubonisa leyilingi indaba zabagugurawunti zingakalungiswa, ilokho ezilenge emoyeni. Kunengi indaba zabo-devolution azikalungiswa, indaba zokuthi abantu bathole inzuzo kwezemvelo abanazo, indaba ezihlala zikhanyela zeceleni abantu bekhangela kuphela amandla. So ngezinye izindaba zokuthi nxa kungahlangana kukhulunyiswane, into lezo zifake phezu kwetafula zikhangele zilungiswe.
Lowo ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ubekhuluma ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ngu-Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuphuma emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF oqhutshelwa eGoromonzi, lomunye njalo umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo owokuhlaziya inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo ke sikhangele ezemelika ngamafichane. Amalunga ekomiti edalela eParliament yakwelemelika ibona ngezemthetho yeHouse Judiciary Committee avote esekela ukukhutshwa esikhundleni kukamongameli Donald Trump ngohlelo lweimpeachment. Abebandla lamaDemocrats abangamashumi amabili lantathu bavote besithi abebandla lamaRepublicans abalichumi lasikhombisa bephikisa uTrump ngumongameli wesine ukubhekana lale inkinga ye-impeachment. Ele North Korea lithi lizimisele ukuvuselela inkulumo lele Melika ukuze kuphunyelwe isivumelwano sokulungiswa kwezikhali zombhoxazwe ezenuclear. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Center for Public Policy ithi iyaqhubeka ngenhlelo zayo zokukhulumisana lohulumende labantu makhaza ngendlela yokudinga isisombululo ngomnotho welizwe olokhu uqhubeka ubhidlika. Lokhu kwenzakala iningi elizweni lilokhu likhala ngokucithwa kwamagetsi mahlayana, kusilela kwemali, amanzi, amafutha epetrol ledizili kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo ngesikhathi iholo lingakhuphuki njalo abanye bengayitholi umsebenzi. Umqondisi walinhlanganiso uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Thina kathesi siyaxoxisana lohulumende njengoba nje kuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende aphume lesingathi yibhajethi, ngoba ibhajethi yiyo esingathi egayida kumbe eyenza ukuthi umkhonomi wethu uhambe uye phambili. Kukhona la mamemba ephalamenti ukuthi njengoba yibo abangena ephalamenti sixoxisana lohulumende, sixoxisana lo minister we-finance ukuthi yiphi imithetho abangayifaka, yiziphi inhlelo ezingafakwa nguhulumende ezetaxi, ezokuthi umkhonomi uvuke uye phambili, ezeproduction ezingenza ukuthi i-economy yethu ihambe iye phambili. Yiwo umsebenzi esiwubambileyo khathesi, kuningi esikubhalayo esikunika uhulumende, esikunika iphalamenti ukwenzela ukuthi baxoxisane i-economy yethu ivuke iye phambili.
Ngambe inkulumo lezi ziyanceda na?
Inkulumo lezi bona ngathiwa kulalapho ezifika khona zingadluli ziye phambili, ngoba uhlupho ngathi udubo lukhona olukhulu eZimbabwe ludubo lwe-legitimacy kumbe singathi yi-politics. Ama-elections zika-2018 kahambanga kuhle. Njengoba engahambanga kuhle, lokho kutho ukuthi kulento eziningi okumele zilungisise abantu ababezikhangele ezenza ukuthi ama-investors kumbe laba ababuya le mali bayesabe ukufaka imali yabo kwi-economy yeZimbabwe. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi into eziningi nje zingasebenzi. So ekuxoxiseni kwethu lohulumende siyamtshela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi upresident welizwe axoxisane lomnumzana Chamisa owebandla le-MDC. Yikho kuphela okuzenza ukuthi kucreate esingathi i-environment eyenza ukuthi i-economy ihambe iye phambili. Nxa lokhu kungalungisanga kunzima kakhulu ukuthi mbone ukuthi ilizwe lingalungiseka kumbe i-economy ingalungiseka ihamba siya phambili ngapho. Uhulumende ulenhlelo eziningi azifakileyo, kulenhlelo eziningi azizamayo. Uminister we-finance umthule Ncube kulokunye okuningi akuzamayo akusebenzi, ngoba indaba emqoka yi-political legitimacy. Kumele uhulumende axoxisane labamabandla, baxoxisane betshelane iqiniso ukuthi ilizwe singalilungisisa liye ngaphi.
Lo Mnumzana Mfundo Mlilo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Public Policy, sixoxela eseHarare. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, imidlalo yalonyaka yenguqu esigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ifika komlindi uyagcina kulimpela viki. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intshantshi zalonyaka ezomdlalo wenguqu kusigaba saphezulu yesekhasi lakhe Premier Soccer League zizakwazakala ekupheleni komdlalo ozakuba phakathi kweqembu le-Cape United lele-FC Platinum, wona uzakugujelwa enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kusasa. La maqembu azangena kumdlalo wakusasa, iqembu le-FC Platinum okuyilo eliphethe isicoco se-league ngemva kokunqoba eminyakeni emibili edlulileyo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune munye, kuthi ele-Cape United lihlezi endaweni yesibili lile miklomelo yangamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune mbili. Isimo sengalane siveza ukuba iqembu le-FC iPlatinum lidinga nje umklomelo owodwa ukuba ligcotshwe njalo ukuba zintshantshu zakwele Zimbabwe okungaba ngokwesithathu iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise isicoco. Iqembu leCapes United lihlale kwesikhathi eside liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kodwa lihle lahlala endaweni yesibili ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu lenkezi iPlatinum Stars nge-3 ka-2 ngolwesithathu olwedluleyo. Kwathi ele-FC Platinum lona linqobele eBlack Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Emsileni wengalane lakho kulamaqembu amabili azalandela ele-Mshowane Stars lele-1 ekuyeni idlala kusigaba sika-Division 1 ngemva kwemidlalo yakusasa. Amaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa isithupha athi ele-Yada, ele-Herentals, ele-Bulawayo Chiefs, ele-Tel 1, ele-Harare City kanye lele-Chabungu. Iqembu le-Yada lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni lile mihlomelo engamashumi amathathu lathoba mnembili njalo lizadlala lele-Mshowane Stars. Iqembu le-Herentals lona elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni lalo lile mihlomelo engamashumi amathathu lathoba mnembili njalo lizavakatshela ele-Bulawayo Chiefs lona elile mihlomelo engamashumi amane lowodwa njalo elidinga umhlomelo owodwa kuphela ukuba lisinde ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Bulawayo Chiefs uThulani Sibanda utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba abafana bakhe kuzamele bebophe ziqine ngoba nxa bengayekethisa bengazithola sebegunyuliwe.
Akumelanga sekethise ngoba sekungenzakala loba yini. Iqembu le-Herentals lile-goal difference engcono kule yethu njalo amaqembu amaningi alwisa ukusinda ukunye lawo asesimeni esifanayo nxa eqathaniswa lathi. Ngalokho-ke kumele siqine ngalokho kwenze ukuba siyalesi lokho sikhuphuka engalaneni kumidlalo edluleyo uze sibe lesiqiniseko esokuphepha engozini yokugunyulwa.
Amanye amaqembu asengozini ngabalisa ele-Chapungu lona elile mihlomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathoba munemunye njalo elizadibana lele-Highlanders kusasa. Iqembu le-Highlanders lilwisa ukuphusha imidlalo yalonyaka lisendaweni yesine okutsho ukuba lumdlalo usoze ube lula kuqembu le-Chapungu. Elinye iqembu elisesimeni esifana lise-Chapungu ngele-Harare City lona elile mihlomelo ngamashumi amane njalo lizadlala lelinkezi iPlatinum Stars lalo elile thuba elihle ukuphusha imidlalo yalo lisendaweni yesine engalaneni yemihlomelo. Iqembu le-Tel 1 ngelinye njalo iqembu elisengozini kunyulwa njalo lizadibana lele Chicken Inn kusasa enkundleni eBarber Fields emdlalweni ongaba lobunzima kilo ngoba iqembu le-Chicken Inn lithiye ukuqeda lisendaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa kusigaba se-PSL iqembu le-Triangle lizadlala lele Dynamos ngasekipo kuthi iqembu le-Wange lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngase-Colliery. Ngensonto iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizanqikelana lele Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling, was a Friday.
Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sani Ncube ohlala edolobheni leBirmingham kweleNgilandi. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sanda we Studio 7.
Kia kuthanda wethu wami.
Asomculi wengoma zokholo kuphela uPastor Sani. Uyaloba lokuqondisa ezemidlalo kamabonakude nemfanekiso yebhayisikopo, film and TV producer kukampani yakhe ezimele yodwa. Yena-ke udabuka khona le Mberengwa lapho azalwa khona okancube.
Angisebenzisa njalo umoyo ngoba ubaba wami ongizalayo ngumoyo, but I was adopted in the Ncube family. Ngikhulele eMberengwa, ngahambe Chingezi Primary School, ngase ngihamba eZwa Makhulu Secondary School, and I finished my O levels and then went to Kwekwe. In Kwekwe, that's when I started learning about keyboard playing and so forth. Just like Olundi, that's what got me started in music.
Umculo wakhe uyaziphekela istudio sakhe uPastor Sani njalo okhulela endlini yabantu abaculayo.
Umama wami lo mama omdala owemberengwa lo gogo wami ke ngisesemncane laye wayehlabelela. Umama omdala wami owemberengwa lo mama wami bake bahlabela labo Freedom Sengwayo ngoba babehlabela ku gospel team in Apostolic Faith Mission. I was surrounded nge gospel music, yikho nje ngithanda ukuhlabelela i gospel music.
Woo!
uhlelo lwakho mlaleli Woza Friday. Silo Pastor Stanley Ncube ngengoma zokholo, yena engcinji ekupheni umculo, njalo siwaphela abaculi abaningi ingoma zokholo.
Ngiyasebenza labahlabeleli abaningi, ngiyabhala izingoma, ngiyayenza music yabo ama instruments, ngikuhlanganise konke nje ku studio like Mahati Selepe, Nkosikazi Ndlovu, Mthulisi, Makholisa Dube, o Sis Maria, o Mesem Kiwane, o Walter Chawanda, Kingdom Praise, Higher Ground, Mrs. Zengea. Yeah, that's what we are doing at the moment in our studio here.
Esikhathi sekhona sesidlwe ngumangoye mfundisi. Kosele lizwi kubalaleli ungakahambi.
Ye kubalaleli bethu, ngithanda nje ukuthi thank you very much for your support. Ngithi mina qhubekani nje lisi supporta ngokudownloada imusic yethu, ngokulalela, ngoba kuyasincedisa lathi ukuthi siqhubeke ngomsebenzi wokuproducer imusic, i-gospel music. So thank you very much. Imusic yethu izabitholakala kubo Google Play, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, sabe siposta nje imusic everywhere. So lingaqhubeka nje li-download lisithole lathi khona phana, lingadinga uPastor Stanley Ncube.
Umfoka moyo ngaphezu kokucula uyaloba lokuqondisa njalo imidlalo kamabona kude, nguye besilayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nempela sonke lithukela egabula ngu-Ezra Jesus Band.
Kamfundisi Stanley Ncube yena ke ocula ekhona le eBirmingham England, njalo udaba besiluthulela ke ngu-Ezra Jesus Band Studio 7. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwendiweni esikhundleni. Umnumzana Mnangagwa uthi amabandla angekho kuPollard kumele abuye azomanyana lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuxoxiswane kulungiswe umnotho welizwe. Walivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.